This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Morning, everyone. Chair's determined that quorum's present. We'll call the Game Fish and Parks Friday meeting back to order. And welcome everyone that's listening online. I saw you, Nancy. Good morning to you. I don't know who else is online, but welcome. I think we'll start off right away. We'll get back on Division of Parks and Recreation. Agenda item number 24, automated entrance kiosks. Al, is that you?
Yep. Good morning, Kevin Olson, the members of the commission, Secretary Roebling. Looks like Chris is getting the presentation there dialed up there, but thank you for having this item on there. This is kind of an exciting thing we've been kind of working on here, pretty aggressively here the last few months. This concept of installing self-serve kiosks in our state park system here, and you can go ahead and go to the next slide there, Chris. This really kind of got some momentum behind it back when we were notified that there was some CARES Act funds that were available to state agencies, and we were able to put in some applications for various types of products and things to help the department deal with the pandemic and also serve the public and do our best to keep our facilities open and available to the public while doing so safely. And you've heard a lot about all the things that we did on the parks this summer with the glass shields and extra cleaning and personal protective equipment, things like that. And this concept of having self-serve kiosks has been on for several years. We've been looking at this with our operations team, thinking about this for a long time. And this kind of really kind of helped jumpstart that discussion. And when the funding application came through, we applied for some things like touchless faucets and toilets and light switches and things like that to better equip our facilities out there, for COVID. And, a lot of our facilities do have some of that, but it was a good opportunity to update some older facilities that didn't have some of those type of conveniences. So, when we put our application together, we started doing some more research on these self-serve kiosks, and we applied for the funds and were approved in October. We reviewed two vendors that can provide these kiosks, and ultimately we selected a company called Flowbird, which you can see a picture of one of their kiosks there at Colorado State Park, there in this slide. So it was a real aggressive time frame to do that, to get this out for bids and consider bids and ultimately award a bid by the end of the year, because we were under some time constraints to get those funds utilized. But next slide, Chris. So what do these kiosks do? The main thing that these kiosks will be able to do is allow people to purchase a daily or an annual park entrance license using a credit card. So it's basically a cashless transaction that does not require staff person assistance. It's a walk-up or a drive-up type of convenience that people can get their stickers and their permits 24/7 all year long. So this will help us tremendously in staffing and allowing better service at our park entrances. There's other applications that are possible with these. They're a network connected program that you can do a lot of things with them. Flowbird got their start, or their main part of their business was putting these in parking lots and parking garages all over the world. And a lot of state park agencies have realized their application in state parks. So I know like Delaware and Colorado and a few other states have moved this direction in the same manner that we are. So next slide. So a little bit about the kiosks themselves. We were able to purchase 96 of these units, and that's largely because You know, they're a reasonable cost. They cost $4,700 per unit. The other company that we considered and looked at, you know, that unit was significantly more expensive. It was probably 4 or 5 times more expensive than this one. We felt that this particular vendor could allow us to cover a lot more parks and get this into a lot more entrances, a lot more places before this season starts. So we felt this was a good value and an efficient way to improve service. They're powered by a solar panel and a battery backup, or you can wire them direct. So they have power to them all the time, and that allows a lot of flexibility as far as where we can put them. You know, if you have cell service there, or Wi-Fi, or a direct network connection, that's really all you need. Like I say, they can operate off solar power pretty reliably. The flexibility and the ability to locate these things is tremendous. So that was a big factor in selecting this particular unit. And also, you know, they're very PCI credit card secure. You know, they have anti-skimming construction on them, so they're a secure unit. They have a nice color touchscreen display. And then they'll function about anything the South Dakota weather can throw at them. So we felt this was a good product, and it pretty much met all our criteria that we were looking for. Next slide. So like I said, this product will kind of help us maybe change a little bit of the way how we interface with our customers, and especially this year where, in the past where, a lot of times, selling park stickers and permits kind of requires us to get in people's cars, to stick our heads and hands in people's cars, to put on stickers and be in close contact with them, or required visitors to come inside the park buildings. So we had to really rethink that this year and really change how we interface with our public. And going into this year, we think that this will be a huge improvement, and a lot of the changes we made last year to how we interface with the public were well received, and the public had really appreciated the ability to quickly and efficiently get through the process of the entrance checkpoint and get on with their business inside the state parks as quick as possible and with as little hassle as possible. So this will definitely change, and we're also looking at some other changes to our park entrances in regards to signing and kind of the visitor experience when they come to our entrances, that we want to make sure that they get the critical information there, but by no means are they hung up there unnecessarily or confused by some of the things we have at our entrances. So next slide. The other benefit of these is they are going to tremendously streamline our process of our self-entrance stations. Currently we have what's called the Iron Rangers, where there's paper envelopes there where people fill out the information on what kind of permit they're choosing. They put cash or check into that envelope and they drop it in the tube. That requires staff to occasionally go out and empty out these tubes. Every one of those envelopes has to be opened, emptied. The bills have to be flattened and straightened out and uncrumpled, and ultimately you got to log in every one of those envelopes. And this is an incredibly time-consuming process. You can see that's a picture that Matt provided of 1 week's worth of self-entrance licenses in the off-season for Custer State Park, and it takes one person a better part of more than a day to completely log in and account for all those permits and envelopes from start to finish. So these kiosks are going to short that process tremendously. There will be this will be a cashless system. It'll be credit card only. The park managers would typically have to mail out the annual park stickers through this process, and with these new kiosks, we're going to be able to centralize that. So no longer do park managers have to not only account for all these envelopes and money, but they also typically would have to mail out annual park stickers as well. So this will take a lot of that busy work out of the park staff's hands and allow them to focus it in other places. And we could maybe centralize some of these services either to be determined, but either in the peer office, or we could possibly contract out with our e-commerce vendor to maybe do some of these duties, such as email or mailing out the annual park stickers as well. So I know a lot of folks are really looking forward to this, and you know, like I say, it's a very time-consuming process. So next slide. So you know, where we're at with this, we have these purchased. They're all sitting in buildings out there in the state parks there. So you know, we're currently working on an implementation plan that will start to get these out into the parks here shortly. Like I said, the fact that we don't have to do a lot of, you know, modifications, you know, basically just have a little cement pad maybe, put them down, and then Flowbird kind of does the rest. As long as we have some sort of connection to them, whether it be a cell service connection or a Wi-Fi or network connection, these things are ready to go. So we're working on that. The other part of this is that you know, we want to definitely get a kind of marketing or information plan out to the public and be able to start introducing these things to the public. It'll be a change for our folks out there in the parks. We are not going to do away with the self-entrance Iron Rangers right away. You know, there'll still be a paper option there to kind of just help people gradualize into this. But I guess what we envision over time is that switching, you know, from the Iron Rangers and envelopes to this this more paperless type system here. So, but yeah, we will be working with our communication staff and others on getting some word out to our park users on how to use these and what to expect when they come up and see one. So, like I said, we're gonna try to shoot to get these done in May, and you know, we're gonna maybe look at a few other things with these. You know, they can do some things. You know, a lot of people have asked, well, can you make a campground reservation on these? Can you buy a fishing license on one of these? And I guess the short answer is yes, but you know, we're going to maybe experiment with some of those alternate uses, you know, a little bit here and there, and just see how it kind of works. You know, maybe one of these in a campground could maybe assist with campground reservations, but for right now, our focus is on getting these at the entrances, and the ability to sell park entrance permits is the primary goal. So we're hoping to get these out for the season. So looking forward to it. So with that, I'd be glad to take any questions.
Great presentation, Al. Does anybody have any questions for Al on these? Looks like you answered everybody's questions with your presentation, Al. Good job.
Okay. Well, thank you.